Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, y'all, presented by Macy's. We have a whole lot going on this week. The queen is sliding through. That's right. Special guest Queen Nyjah is coming by to talk about her newest single and her upcoming projects.
Also, you know, it goes down in my DM. We're going to look and see what kind of crap is in there this week because ain't been nothing.
I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling really good about today's DMs.
I don't know. It's giving crickets. You know, summertime coming back around. They need to step it up. But for our final question to undress, guess what?
What?
This happened.
Like, is your friend going to have more kids with you? Is your friend going to be there to hold you at night? Y'all just really got to think for yourself, your legacy, and your family.
All right, y'all. So, yeah, you know it's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess like we do each and every week on the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, I'm super excited. One of my favorite seasons is amongst us. It's spring break time. Count down the days until spring break. So if you have a very important plan to basically lay out in the sun at spring break, you know, it's very, very important. Well, Macy's has your vacation necessities from bikinis to sandals to beach towels to sunscreen. Ooh. No matter what you're throwing into your beach bag, you can order it the way L'Oreal loves to do it, online, or you can pick it up in store, or you can get curbside pickup, or you can do same day delivery powered by DoorDash.
It's easy.
It's what do they need to do though? How do
it's
they do
so
this?
Simple. All I gotta do is go to Macy's.com. I think y'all can remember that. That's pretty easy, right?
That's it. Just head on over to Macy's.
That's it. Just head on over to Macy's.com and they will have you squared away. I don't know if we can help you with the allergy medicine for the spring, but we got everything else covered.
Well, what they do have is good wine. So you can go to Macy's wine shop. And if your allergies are flaring up, sip you some good red and forget all about it.
Get some red and get up in your head.
Red in the head. Exactly. Now, this woman needs absolutely no introduction. She's drop-dead gorgeous. She's killing the charts right now. Her name is absolutely everywhere. She's collaborating with one of the biggest artists of our time, the one, the only, Queen Nyjah. Hi, gorgeous.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Thank you for joining us. This is your first time joining the Undressing Room podcast, so we're excited to have you here.
Now, our podcast is sponsored by Macy's, so this is where we get undressed. We talk about everything that's out there, what you do want to talk about. If you want to leave your stuff covered up and don't want to take it off, you can do that too. This is where you do what you want to do, okay, Queen?
Bet.
Well, I have definitely been excited about this new link up with your fellow Detroit native, Big Sean, for your new single, Hate Our Love. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's doing so good. I'm so happy.
Yes, it is. It's a dope record, dope video, dope artwork. And you even had your boo come and help you out a little bit on your artwork. And y'all got real sexy on the cover there.
Yeah, we try to get more intimate than, well, was it sexy to you? It was sexy.
I thought it was a little sexy.
We ain't have on no clothes, so I guess it was sexy. It was undressed.
Whoa. Yeah. You see all these things that's happening lately, Queen, where a lot of people been posting up things, child, that they ain't supposed to been posting, like sending videos of themselves. Have you ever mistakenly may have posted like a little something to you and Clarence, or maybe you were trying to send them something and almost posted by mistake?
Actually, no. I steer far away from doing that stuff. I would be devastated if it happened to me. So
really?
Yeah, I steer far away from that.
So no pictures? Like, you know, maybe you might got to be on the road.
I don't ever get close to the apps. Like, I'm never going to get close to, like, the sending.
You're not sending it through
DM. So you living real mindful. You making sure you know what you're doing. You're very conscious about how you move. You know your status.
Yes.
It happened to your featured artist on your album. They're saying it's rumored that Big Sean too, he got a little leak that happened. You know, when things
Like
that.
Janae.
Did you hear about that, Eva?
I haven't heard about that.
I heard, of course. I didn't try to go see anything, but I mean, he said that that wasn't him. So
he said it wasn't him, but there was rumors that Big Sean mistakenly sent out a picture of his man, and you know, there's always been rumors about Big Sean, child. So I was going to ask you that. I know you're not supposed to be looking, but did anybody try to send it to you?
Nobody tried. No one tried to send it or anything. I just, you know, scrolling. I seen stuff, but you know, I out of respect.
They sent it to me, child. So.
Just keep scrolling.
I haven't seen it yet, so I would like you to send it to me. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at it on my own time. But speaking of respect, Queen Naija, I would like to say that you are definitely a class act when it comes to being an artist. A lot of these artists these days are out here just trying to do whatever they can do for a moment and some shine. And you really have taken your artistry to heart very seriously. I see you in your interviews, the way you deal on social media, what you talk about, what you don't talk about. So just kudos to you for being a proper representation of a lady and an artist in this business. You doing it, Ma.
Thank you. I'll be trying.
Because you are so dope and intentional, I would love to know what you think about some of the stories that we cover here on this show, because some of this stuff is like, oh my goodness. So I don't know if you've heard, have you heard of the Tinder swindler?
I think I seen Clarence watching it.
Oh, wait, so he watches shows without you? I thought, like, when y'all are in relationships, because y'all in relationships, I'm not. You're married, Eva, obviously. And I thought y'all only was allowed to watch shows together, or, like, it's against the law.
So it is against the law in my house. Yes, it is. But that's a show that I wasn't really interested in. We have certain shows that we cannot watch without each other. Like, right now, we can't watch the genius, the Kanye one on Netflix. We couldn't watch without Euphoria without each other. And I think I did just watch the Madea movie without him, and he was kind of mad at me. He was like, why would you do that? And I was like, you don't want to watch that. You don't want to see that.
What you think about that Madea movie? Because they had some moments in there where I feel like you could have related to it, because nobody liked the lady's baby father. And that's kind of like, so both of y'all actually could relate to that.
Man, honestly, I don't know. I was folding clothes while watching it, so I didn't really think much of it. It was Madea, you know. It was funny.
It was pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Tinder swindler is this guy who basically has figured out how to swindle all of these women who are genuinely looking for, like, love and romance. Now, I'm married, and I got off the market before I understood what Tinder was. But it's like one of those apps where you swipe if you like the person and whatever. So the idea is that you have some stuff in common, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this new lady got nothing on the Tinder swindler. So apparently, there is this new scam that people are doing. So, like, arranged marriages in India, what they do is they get together. They say they're going to get an arranged marriage. Now, the woman is smart, because the woman says, hey, I'm going to run to Canada and set us up a life and set us up a little home and everything. And so I need you to come after I go for our life. Well, she just takes the money and hits it. She just goes away. Never sets up nothing, like, completely scams these men $25,000 a pop to have a life with and to get married to, only to take their money and move to a country. What would you do if you fell in love with somebody only to find out they were using you for status and your money?
Simple. Just leave them.
Yeah.
Just leave them. That's the only thing I could do. I mean, of course, it wouldn't be no Tinder swindling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to say, too, because when you in love and you in it, it's really hard to say what you'll do.
Right.
I think the best thing to do would be to leave, because I think the worst thing is when you love someone or you're in love with somebody and it's not reciprocated either way, whether they cheating or whether they just using you or whether, and, like, you really have no choice but to leave. So
how do you do that even with friends? Because as we know, like, you are on top right now. You've been working really hard to get your singing career where it is, and you are popping. So I know you outside and you running into a lot of people. And of course, it's going to be people with the, hey, big head, or how you been, sis? I remember when we was, you know. So how do you kind of, like, weave out who's the people that maybe you lost touch with, and who are those people that are just trying to get on or be around to be down?
I really don't have those interactions. I don't encounter those things. I think I dealt with that early in my, like, when I first started YouTube. When I first started YouTube, that's when that was mainly, you know, happening. So I had to, a lot of those people that were once my friends, maybe back in, like, high school or, like, after high school, once I started getting a following period, you know, I don't know why, but they just, people started coming out on Facebook like, yeah, we had class together. She was this, she was that. They were either saying bad stuff or trying to say that they knew me really well and they didn't. And then the friends that I was once close to, we just had kind of outgrew each other before I even got. So you know how like you outgrow someone after high school, but then like you get a little buzz or whatever. And then wants to come back. Who's there for you and this and that? And I'm like, we outgrew each other before. Like,
you lucky I'm speaking to you, sis.
You know, I had a lot of issues like that where I had to focus on my family anyway, like, you know, my son and stuff. So that's kind of done with now. I really don't have, like, who I keep around is, like, I consider them family.
As you should. All right, so there's a wife, and she was going on a plane. They were traveling together, and the husband decided to upgrade his own flight and left the wife behind in economy. Now, we know you travel with a lot of people all the time. We know,
and mind you, this was a 12-hour trip. You got to give her all the context, Low.
They were going to Japan, 12 hours, and he had the opportunity to upgrade. He had some extra points. He was a medallion member. She wasn't. So he was like, you know, I'm going to just upgrade because it's free. Now, for her, it probably would have been like about another $1,000. So he like, you know, I'm not going to do that. Now, we know you got the travel first class because you're Queen Naja. Now, what happens if nobody else can get first class like Clarence? Do you downgrade your ticket for your man? Or, are you know, what's happening? Are you sitting in first class by yourself?
To be honest with you, most of the time we do sit in first class. But if there has been, usually I don't travel with just like, if we're going on a vacation, we travel, like we sit together, of course.
Right.
But usually I'm traveling with a group, like my band, my manager. Like, so a lot of times we are scattered. And a lot of times, like I have my nanny and she's sitting with one kid. And then maybe I'm sitting with the other. I don't know. I don't have an issue. But if that was going on vacation together.
Vacation.
That's a different 12 hours, girl.
It really depends. It really do. Because I always try to find a way to think about, what if his legs was extra long and he was just super uncomfortable. But other than that, if your legs ain't extra long, you just can't fit in a seat, then you should be sitting next to me regardless. So.
Right.
Or you got to upgrade mine. You know what I'm saying? Upgrade mine too.
Yes, ma'am.
I just feel like that's a little not like what I'm gonna do for the whole 12 hours. Like, who am I gonna talk to?
Right. You just went on a vacation too, and you went on a family vacation. So,
where'd you go?
To Disney.
How fun was it? Is your kid's first time to Disney?
Yeah, it was my first time too. I had never ever been. So,
really?
Yeah. So,
how cute.
For my son CJ, his 7th birthday, he had the best birthday ever. He had a dinner, then a party the next day, like with a bouncy house and stuff. And then we went to Disney, like we went to the water park. So, it was super, super fun.
Wait, y'all adopting? Because I mean, like,
girl, I'm like, you can come pick up. I got an 8-year-old. You can pick my daughter up.
Yeah, I'll be having the little kid parties too. Next time I invite you.
Please.
Yeah, definitely.
Bringing my nephew. We could definitely.
Because I ran into you. I remember, actually, I'm going to go have lunch with him later on today. Freddie O, I believe, tried to introduce us a while ago when I first moved to Atlanta. Was like, this is Queen Naja. And I was like, okay, that's what's up. And then I got in a car, girl. I turned the radio on. I was like, oh my God, that's that girl. I knew every word to your record. I didn't put the two and two together.
A lot of people do that too. They don't put a face to a name until like after, but it's cool. We'll have another time.
Absolutely. And I'm not from Atlanta, so the groupie life don't live here.
No, I feel it.
She's like, we went to high school together. No.
Right.
No, but so speaking of your music, I just seen somebody post up, I believe it was Supercent, and she posted up, she was in a club in Enola, and you got the booty bounce music behind one of your records. How do you feel when people change and like the different cultures of the different cities, they got a remix to your record? Do you take that personal? Because I know you work hard on your music, or do you like the art?
I love it. any way you play my song and you singing it, I don't care if it's to a bounce beat, a country beat, or whatever you do. Like, I'm happy. I'm just happy that somebody know it.
I noticed that you had like a bucket list a while ago of who you would want to work with. And Big Sean was on the bucket list, but you already achieved that. So we need to set a new bucket list of a new artist that you're going to work with. So when you come back to the Undressing Room podcast, we can talk about that new record. So who would you like dream to love to work with?
I do want to add really quickly, though. We also got to put Babyface on that bucket list because we talked to you on the Morning Hustle and you told us about you working with Babyface. So he's already off the bucket list.
Yes. We still got some work to do, too, though. We need my record now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, yes.
You know, it's crazy that you asked that because I was literally just in the shower. Like, when people ask me, like, who's your dream? Who do you want to work with? I just throw out names at people that I would like to work with. But for the most part, I want to work with anyone who we would mesh well together. Yeah. If it's not going to mesh well, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, if it doesn't make sense, of course, we can still be cool. But, like, we don't got to work together. So I was really rethinking my, like, bucket list of people I want to work with. I definitely still want to work with Cardi B as like the female rapper because I just feel I've always loved her from the beginning. I feel like we could do something real cute. But like, let me see. Like when I think about like R&B artists that I want to work with, I think of all like the new girls, of course, and that's cute and or whatever. But I want to work with some OGs. Like I want to work with Alicia Keys, Mary J. Like I want to throw it back a little bit and work with like some of the OGs, the people that I've looked up to, rather than trying to, you know, chase down new people because everyone's busy. Everybody have their own schedules and stuff. But if I say a dream, it'll definitely be to work with some of the OGs.
I love that about you because you're not like you are talented, but you also believe in yourself so much to the point where you're like, I'm not scared to go head to head with the OG and not really head to head because it's a collab, but you know how it goes. Like, I respected you so much for working with Ari Lennox because I feel like sometimes when there is two women coming up together in the industry and maybe at a similar pace, that people pin them against each other. Yes. Mm-hmm. And instead, you did
it's
that.
It's very hard to work with. To be honest with you guys, it's been very hard for me to even land a female feature.
Because like, you're pretty and you're talented, ma'am. I'm sorry. That's a hard combo.
I don't know why, because I feel that we all are pretty and talented. Yes. And we all have our own, like, we all have our own lane. Like, even though we all make, like, R&B music, like, we all have our own. But I think it should just be a little bit easier to like collab. Like people be a little just hard to be a little bougie acting. Like you know, a little hard to get
acting funny
with the girls. And I love the girls and I love women empowerment and coming together and stuff like that. But I'm not going to chase nobody down either.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it'll happen organically when it does with whoever. And, you know.
I love that you say that. I love that because you've seen the Tank stuff and you would think like an artist like you and Tank who are established, y'all got your stuff out there, very talented, wanting and willing to work with other people. You would think that y'all would have the floodgates coming in, you know, and instead it's a little more difficult for y'all. And I didn't realize that at all.
Very difficult. It's way easier for me to get a male feature.
Wow. I think you will be so dope at like a Moulin Rouge. Remember that that collab that they did back in the day with like Christina Aguilera and Brad?
Yes.
They did like all the hot new girls that like y'all like Ari Lennox and you that could really sing, like y'all could do that over again and show the sisterhood and the synergy because it's about representation. If we put ourselves against each other, then the whole world's going to do it. But if we start to, you know, climb ladders together, then they're going to get onto that too. So it's just a matter of what we do.
I took her on tour. Everybody was putting us against each other on Twitter like, oh, Queen should have been or Tink should have been big. Like, and then we went on tour together. So it's like all of that went down the drain.
Love it.
That's amazing. I love that. Well, so one thing we do on this show is we slide in my DMs and see who's sliding in my DMs. Now, we know people know you're spoken for, but I'm sure people still try to shoot their shot up in there sometimes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read to y'all a DM or two that I got going on. Y'all tell me whether or
it's
not
the craziest thing, respond. Queen. It's the crazy. These people are crazy.
I never
crazy. Okay, but I sometimes okay. I want her to. Okay, go.
So I thought this one was hilarious. Well, not really hilarious, but just listen. Please don't think I'm weird or a stalker, but I saw you this weekend out with friends. I noticed that somebody broke into you and they broke your glasses. I know how much you love them. It was really like really bent. They weren't broke, but they were messed up. I know how much you love them and I know they were expensive. I would love to replace them for you and treat you to dinner.
That's a stalker.
No, yeah, that's a stalker.
It is, right?
No, I'm sorry. That's a little weird. If you far off somewhere and you looking at my glasses that close that to see that they a little broken,
that's yeah. hella creepy.
If you start off a conversation by saying, I'm not lying, you lying. If you start off by saying, I'm not a stalker, you a stalker. Like, whatever you say I'm not, you
I'm
are.
I'm not crazy.
You're crazy.
I would steer clear of that.
Yeah, that's so don't let him replace my glasses.
Why would you ask to replace my glasses out of anything?
What if he had his friend come over and break
that's
my glasses just so he could talk to me?
Oh, no.
He's beyond a stalker. He's 5150.
I think it's super weird. I'm like, bro. And then why didn't you say nothing to me right then and there? That's what my main thing is. If you notice something and you wanted to talk to somebody, why wait till you leave and then DM
them? It's lurky.
Yeah,
it's
everybody
weird.
Gets creepy with social media.
I've seen you. No, that's weird.
Super
that's so,
weird.
It's so weird. What else we got in there?
Okay, so I have this other guy. Now, this is why I asked you this question earlier, because it's actually happened to me. So there was a guy that I used to talk to quite some time ago, long, long time ago, and he slid in my DM. Started following me, liking every single picture. You know how people do to get attention. And then he goes, oh, so this is how your page is looking now? You really showing out. Hey, big head with the eyes.
Now, not the big head.
Now, because you know what hey, big head mean. You trying to swing back around the block, back around the corner. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking this. Block. what do y'all think? Because like I can either be nice and be like, yeah, thanks, glued up on you, get the hell out of here, you know, you trolled it. I could just do something like that, or I could just simply ignore.
What you think, Queen?
So basically he's saying that you wasn't all of that before.
I guess he didn't think so then.
And then now it's like, ooh, well, I found out you were a diamond in the rough. Is that basically what
that's what I took from it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't see me at my worst, then, you know, ding, ding.
That's not what I took. I took that L'Oreal recently had her boobies reduced, and she's always had like really nice size juggies, and she reduced her boobies, and now she wears like little booby tops like this where you don't have to wear a bra, and she wears them all the time, and she puts them on Instagram. So yeah, I think this person is looking... Oh, so this what we doing now?
So, I mean, you just, you know, of course you get more, you always get more attention when your body is out or anything, or if anything is shown, any crack of anything is shown. So people gonna pay more attention. But I mean, if you're not interested, then just ignore them.
I like the original queen answer. And what I'm gonna say is, if you can't accept me in my sweatpants, then you don't deserve me in my bikini.
You don't
top.
Post up sweatpants, though.
Right. What do you mean? I got on a sweatshirt right now. Free People by Macy's. Thank you. But I love me a nice little sweatsuit. You crazy as hell. That's the most comfortable. Traveling in sweatsuit.
I got skims right up.
Do you get what I'm saying? I love me a little comfy outfit. I ain't got to do all that for him. Next. I think he deserves to be blocked. Don't look at my pictures no more. They too sexy for you, brother.
I would honestly leave him unblocked just so he could see I left him on scene.
I'm going to take this clip and post it up so he can see it.
Leave him on red. Leave him
I'm
on
with
red.
That. I'm with that. We can do that.
Yes. You got one more in here?
Oh, well, this guy wants to start a business with me, but he also wants to date me.
Wait,
he's basically saying, so at first he's like, I love you. Please read my DM on air. So he must listen to this show.
Oh, well,
he said, I'm going to type to you in all caps because I pray to God you read this. You are the GOAT. I wish I could put it in bigger words, but I don't got time for that. I love you. I really do love you. I also would love to start a sneaker company with you. We can do both. I'm a sneakerhead just like you. Let's build Black love. I love you.
That is so funny. Like, I don't even find it to be weird. That's probably really that person's personality. They probably like really friendly and really just, maybe that was a little over the top.
Black love.
Like, but like, you know how like you tell your love story and like the beginning is kind of weird. Like, yeah, this is how we met. Like,
yeah,
he wants to start a sneaker brand. Like, that's like funny. I would play around and giggle a little bit.
You know what a problem with some of these people are? Well, this one looks a little crazy. Well, I guess he's not that bad.
That's the king of shoot my shot. He put everything in there that he might have won. I'm not mad. Like,
he's not bad looking either. He's kind of cute, but he's young looking. He looks really young. I would give him like 22.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Now what do y'all think?
No, ma'am.
So with your DMs, you just put it in a sense where you're not never going to read them? Or how does that work? Do you and Clarence laugh about them or anything like that?
We actually don't talk about our DMs too much.
For real? So, like, y'all don't share passwords? Because I don't know.
I know his passwords. He know mine. But it's just, like, we don't really, like, I don't really look through my requests like that. But if I do run across, like, someone flirting or trying to, you know. I mean, I think I told him like maybe once or twice, but like you don't need to go report every single time. Like, oh, look, this person tried to talk to me. Like, you just don't come back.
You only have to say something, Queen, if it's your man's friend.
Yeah.
So like if somebody's trying to holler and they're an entertainer, I mean, that's par for the course, right? You're a beautiful girl. They're going to shoot their shot, see what they can get back. Yeah. But if it's your friend and like y'all gonna be at the game together or like he's likely to be over there on the holiday, you're going to have to say something.
Yeah, for a fact.
What about a person that may be trying to get close to both of y'all? Like, say it's a guy that's like, oh, yeah, you know, let's do a record together, Queen. And you're like, of course, I love your music. And then they're like, oh, let me be cool with Clarence, too. And then next thing you know, he's like, by the way. Like, so how would you approach that situation when you have a business relationship? Because I know some people still be trying it.
For a fact, they do. For a fact, they do. It is just you just keep it business. You don't even entertain it at all.
Yeah. You're like, I thought we was cool.
Yeah, yeah. You just keep it business. I mean, if you guys worked already and it happened, but if it's happening before y'all even worked, then it's like we're not working. Because then you don't respect my relationship. If you don't respect my relationship, you know, you don't respect me.
Right. So that makes me want to slide into our final question. We do this thing called a final question to undress every week, where we find some of the craziest trending topics on social media and we talk about them. So this final question comes from Reginald Sheer Opulence 2. It says, women really just be letting us come in their life and get priority over everyone they've ever known in like 3 months. Laughing my blank off. Ooh. Having a boyfriend just genuinely makes you distant. It's not personal or nothing. I just rather be with my man. So do you notice that like you start dating somebody or do you have friends when they get like a new man or a new girlfriend or something and they just completely change? They don't answer the phone. Like the homegirl dates stop coming. Just everything has changed because they have someone new. Is it me? Is this man right? Like, do you agree with this?
I've encountered that before. I've actually been the person myself before. And I can see like now, like I can see how annoying it could be to a friend because then it's happened, turn around and like happened to me a little bit. But I mean, and you really can't, if somebody's in a honeymoon stage, like you just can't charge it to the heart or what, you know, because it's like, I'm sure the person don't mean nothing by it. They just so caught up into who they in love with. They only want to talk to them. Like, but you shouldn't cut off all your friends because then if something happened, you ain't got nobody to talk to. You need your girls no matter what. You need your girls. But also your girls should respect you enough and, you know, to understand that like anytime you need them, they should be there. Like, you know, even if you cancel a couple things because you want to be with your boy. I feel like a real friend, a true friend will be there regardless. You know what I'm saying? I would. I'm not going to like not stop being my friend because she didn't hang out with me a couple of times. I mean, that's her man.
My best friend we have, it's not an issue, but I'm going to tell you what the problem is and y'all tell me. So my birthday falls on January the 13th. and her anniversary is January the 14th. Mm-hmm. Now, every year we travel together on my birthday or her birthday, whatever the case, right? Different things. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like my road dog. You know Jerry Eva.
Yes, and, I do.
So it gets to the point where this past birthday, we were going to travel. And her boyfriend was a little bit mad at her because it was their anniversary. But she chose my birthday. She celebrated the anniversary after. Because she's like, you know, this is her birthday. Like, this is my best friend. Yeah. Like, what you want me to do? So in that case, I think it's about balance. And how I look at it is, well, this year you did my birthday with me. So next year, I understand if y'all go away, I'll go with my other friends and you just won't be included. But she's going to feel away too. So like,
absolutely.
That's why it's a little difficult when it comes to sometimes you do have to choose and you do have to pick because there isn't. You know, an alternate thing to do.
But I think maturity and like life happening helps you to make those smarter and better decisions. Like to your point, my best friend, she's passed on to glory. Her birthday was on Valentine's Day. And so it's one of those where like no one's trying to kick it on Valentine's Day for your friend's birthday because you're trying to kick it with your boo.
Right.
And for me, I was like, well, it's Steph's birthday. So I would make my guy friend, whoever I was dating at the time, or if I was single, whatever, come and celebrate her birthday with me. Now she's gone on to glory. And I remember her birthday every Valentine's Day, as special as it is for love. I also remember her day. So once right. you get a little bit older and mature and life happens, the ups, the downs, the everything, I think you start making decisions that are not so for right now and for your, you know, your feelings right now and for the long run. So maybe you don't cancel your girls' dates because you don't need your girls. Like, when I got a question. No one wants to kick it.
Eva, yeah. I got a question for both of y'all. You're hanging off a cliff. You got your man and your best friend. You can only pick one up. Who's going down?
Oh, hold on. Wait, what? You got to drop one?
You got to drop one.
Your husband or your
man or your best friend that you know forever. Who you dropping?
You know, my husband is my best friend.
Yeah, yes. Same. I'm sorry. Like, your husband.
Say it, queen.
Your husband comes first. If that's your husband comes first regardless. Mm. Always. Before anyone. Period. That's Bible. Your husband comes first. So, I mean, that's what it is.
You're going to be in jail and your husband going to be single with someone else.
Huh?
I said, you're going to be in jail and your husband going to be single, then moved on to somebody because you done killed somebody now. Well, you were supposed to just jump and just let y'all all die.
You're going to go to jail for saying
that. Nope, I'm going to let you accidentally fall and find a good legal defense, Sonny.
Imagine trying to save both people and then you fall. That's me. That's
why you got to put your thing on first. Mm-hmm. Then help the infant.
Yeah.
What if you're not getting along well with your husband that week? Not y'all, but say this is just the instance and he cheated. You found out he cheated that week.
I mean, you could just got to think about it. Do you got kids with this person? This person going to lose their dad? You know, it's beyond like your kids. You got to think about your kids heartbreaking if they dad. I'm going super deep, but you.
No, go deep.
Like, is your friend going to have more kids with you? Is your friend gonna be there to hold you at night? Like, y'all just really gotta think, you know, for yourself, your legacy, and your family.
Right.
And when it comes to not getting along or having the tiff, that's gonna happen in a relationship. I saw a post on Instagram that says relationship goals are when you argue with your husband the night before, but it doesn't change communication tomorrow morning. Because you guys are going to disagree. You're not going to always see eye to eye. Right. But it's that commitment to each other that doesn't matter what happens. I got you. You got me. It's gang, gang. That's all that really matters.
That reminds me of Hate Our Love.
There we go.
Yes.
Perfect.
So it's time for seeing eye to eye. Exactly what you said.
Well, you know what? If you would like for us to undress your final question, just do us a favor. Follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and DM us like they do in L'Oreal's DM every single week. And boom, that's your opportunity for a chance to be featured. It's super easy.
Perfect. And they could definitely see you performing that this summer because you was talking about your summer set list and you wanted some of your fans to help you out with that. Did you get that squared away yet? And are you going on a tour or are these like festivals?
That's what I want to know. Where can I see you?
These are spot shows. I do have actually two coming up at the end of March. And then I have one coming in, I think, May, July. So I have some spot dates. I've already done my tour. I need to focus on getting my sophomore album. Because if I don't, I will never. I'll have y'all wait another 2 years. I won't do that.
So where can we find you on social media to find out these spot dates, just in case we are in a town near you?
Yes, Queen Nyjah. That's Queen Nyjah. Q-U-E-E-N-N-A-I-J-A on all platforms. And then I'll be posting like the flyers and stuff on my page or story. So look at my stories and stuff.
Thank you so much. We know the single is doing amazingly. We wanted to continue to do so. And we can't wait to hear what you've been working on with Babyface, girl, because I love me some Babyface.
Yes, thank you so much. I can't wait either.
Yes, if you have not already heard it or gotten a single, make sure you go ahead and download that thing right now. It's called Hate Our Love by the one and only Queen Nyjah. Thank you for stopping by, sis.
Thank you for getting undressed with us.
For sure.
You can put your clothes back on now.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our personal Macy's shopping page. And we're going to get out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in with us.
Yes.
Thank you, Queen Nyjah.
For now. Oh, yes. Thank you, Queen, for coming by.
Bye.
Bye.
Crazy. What's wrong with you?
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.